On Friday this week, the waxing crescent moon will sweep over the star Gamma Virginis in the constellation Virgo, with Jupiter standing by, south of the moon where the star Spica is at its back. This is a beautiful sight, and it triggers one of the most famous legendary elements of Roman history. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. The Gamma star in Virgo is named Purima, for a goddess of prophecy. Purima was one of many types of female oracles that populated the ancient world, which included among them the Sibyls. Now, perhaps one of the most famous Sibyls was a Cumaean Sibyl, not only because of the way Michelangelo painted her in this old and muscular form on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, but because of her role in rendering prophecy. The Cumaean Sibyl prophesied by singing the fates and writing on oak leaves. She would arrange these leaves inside the entrance of her cave, and if the wind blew and scattered them, she wouldn't reassemble them to form the original prophecy again. Now, the Sibyl's prophecies were recorded in the Sibylline books, and legend holds that once the Cumaean Sibyl offered 9 of these books to the last king of Rome. He declined to purchase them because she demanded too high a price, so she burned 3 and offered him the remaining 6 at the same price. He refused again, so she burned 3 more and repeated her offer. Finally, the king relented and purchased the last 3 at the full original price and had them preserved in a vault in the Temple of Jupiter. Now, when you look for this story in the sky this week, you'll first see the moon waxing through the front region of Virgo, like the cave of the Cumaean Sibyl, where she's singing her fates and preparing her prophecy. Then on Friday, an hour after sunset, the moon will sweep over this star of the ancient goddess of prophecy, facing the planet Jupiter like the temple where the Sibylline books were kept. Now, in legend, the temple was eventually burned down, and the oracular utterances contained in the books were lost, except to those who know how to read the stars. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.